Good evening. This is the February 27th meeting of the National Finance Committee of Pacifica. I'm the chair pro tem, Darlene Pagano, and I ask the secretary, R. Paul, to take the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo.
Here.
Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Mal Harris.
I'm here.
Christina Huggins.
I'm here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Myla Reason.
Here.
Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, that's 10. That's everybody in the committee.
Yes, great. Thank you, R. Paul. Let me just say, reminder, if you are not speaking, please put yourself on mute. We have enough problems with the phone working for all 10 of us. That's great. And the very first thing is that we have minutes to approve. We are on, by the way, a very tight schedule. We only had a certain amount of wiggle room on this agenda that I'm putting up for approval.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes, Madam P.
I think approving the agenda is first. So I'd like to offer a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any objection to Susan Young's motion to approve the agenda?
I think we need to have it read because there are people listening and we need to let them know what it is. And it also helps the committee to hear it read, I think.
All right. We have gone through the call to order, roll call, and we are now on item number 3, approve the agenda, which has been given 5 minutes.
I don't think you need to say the time.
Thank you. Next 4 will be the KPFA budget, a continuation of the last NFC. Then we will go into approving minutes. Then nominations for chair and secretary election. We are still only on pro tem. Then we'll go over our upcoming work, a review of our upcoming work and deadlines. That's part of the timeline. Number 8, we're going to just confirm or negotiate the pattern of our future meetings. And then there's unfinished business, then new business, then adjourn. The hope is 10:45 p.m. Eastern. So that gives us just over 2 hours. That is the agenda. We have a motion to approve that agenda. Are there any
Madam
objections?
Chair, R. Paul for Stack.
And Kim for Stack.
Stack. Okay. Go ahead, R. Paul. Correct.
Okay. Could I suggest that we make it 10:15 for adjournment time, because 10:45 Eastern is pretty late. And if we need to, we can always say, hey, let's, extend the time for an item or for the whole meeting. And that way we don't end up with people falling asleep on the meeting. So I'll make that an amendment. I move to make the adjournment time 10:15 Eastern.
Second it.
Who is that seconding?
Paul.
No, okay. Seconding is needed.
Okay. Lyndon for the
back. Are there objections?
Yes, Lyndon
okay,
for
wait
the
a minute. Wait a minute. Are there? Susan, what did you say?
Sorry. Madam Chair, I was just wondering if there are any objections to that amendment.
Can you not hear me?
We heard you. We were asked.
All right. I'm going to be on the stack. Do I have to object first?
Madam Chair, my inquiry is Lyndon talking about the agenda generally, or is he talking about Arpaul's amendment?
I'm talking about Arpaul's amendment.
Got it.
All right. Go ahead, Lyndon, on the amendment.
Thank you. I just wonder the minutes you put in for each part of the agenda, does that add up to the 10:15 or 10:45? You know, which one does it add up to?
It adds up to 10:30, and I put 15 minutes of wiggle room in. So, we already used some of the wiggle room because
waste more of it on this discussion. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay. Anyone else want to speak to the amendment? If not, wait a minute. Do I have to call on Kim now, or are we sticking with Arpaul's amendment only?
Well, I haven't heard any objections.
Okay, so no objections to Arpaul's amendment. So let's accept the amendment, and we go back to now the motion as amended.
No, okay, this is Kim. I'd just like to make a comment. I'd like to speak. I just want to clarify that the KPFA budget is not a continuation. This is the first time we are looking at this budget as a committee.
All right. I've listened in the last UNFC meetings, and it seems like the only thing that's being talked about is the KPFA budget, but I will strike that from the proposed agenda. All right. We have a motion.
Well, I would object to that. If that's an amendment, I'm going to object to it. We've talked about this.
One person talked about his personal issue. We have never looked at the budget with the business manager. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah,
the agenda says KPFA budget continuation. Doesn't say who talked about what. We've certainly brought up the KPFA budget in the past.
Can we get on with the meeting, please? This is wasting time.
Well, if that's an amendment, it should be on the floor.
I made my point. I don't care.
Well, so it's not an amendment. Okay.
Thank you, Kim. We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda as amended. Do we have any objections to that proposition? We are accepting the agenda as amended. That's 10:15 end time, Eastern.
I have a request for information.
Okay, I've got the 5 seconds. All right, what is it, Kim?
Did someone give Maria a call-in number?
That is Nor Stephanie.
And I'm on the call. I'm here.
Oh.
Maria is here?
Yes, I gave her the call-in number. This is Christina. I did give it to her.
Okay,
and what about Stephanie? For this point of information, was Stephanie given a number?
Stephanie has a number.
All right. Thank you. The point of information is cleared. Again, any objection? I'm going to hold it 4 seconds. Any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing no further on this item, the agenda is approved. And we now are open for the KPFA budget review. We have our invited business manager from KPFA, Maria Negrette. Do we also have Stephanie Wells, who was to present, our executive director, to present?
Madam Chair, I will call her.
Thank you very much, Susan. Kim, do you want to, Maria, how would you like to get started presenting, talking about the budget for 2024 for KPFA?
Sure. Christina, I updated the actuals for fiscal year 24, and just I've had kind of a funky day today, including a dental appointment. So apologies for just sending that the budget has not changed. I just updated the fiscal year 24 actuals. But if Christina, you don't mind forwarding that on to the NFC, I'd appreciate it.
I did so.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so I sent you guys two versions. One is a PDF and one is an Excel version. So you can choose which one you'd prefer to look at. And I'll be looking at my Excel version, of course. But I start my presentations 15 years later exactly the same way. Well, maybe 12 years ago I started doing this. KPFA makes revenue, gets revenue. KPFA has never had non-sufficient fund checks. We've never, we don't have any bills that we haven't paid. We pay our own payroll. We actually contribute about $11,000 a month to other stations' payroll, not by choice. It was mandated on us, but we're doing it. So anyway, with all of that said, we do not have pie in the sky. We don't have wishful thinking. I budget strictly on actuals, especially on revenue, or at least I try. And the very first one that, and please forgive me, I haven't really looked at this budget for 5 months now. So we're 5 months later, I'm working on real days, not our, you know, current days, not in the past. So one of the first things that I do is I look at what we actually made during our fund drives. And you'll find that in the fiscal year 24 fund drive projections. Again, there's a tab on an Excel spreadsheet, or there is a PDF if you wish to look at that. But we don't, again, well, I don't know what more to say, but we try to budget what we actually made in the past. So I don't know if anybody has, I mean, I could go fund right by fund right, but that seems like a big waste of time. So if anybody doesn't understand what I'm trying to say, please let me know. Okay. We keep track of our fund drives. Obviously, we are in the middle of a fund drive right now. We keep track of our fund drives by something called Station Admin. It's our database system. So that's exactly where I go to find my numbers. We have been extremely lucky in our fulfillments. Over a year's time, pretty much we have about a 90% fulfillment. But, you know, you could see approximately like even like winter of last year, we had 116% fulfillment, meaning that people didn't even pledge. They just set money in for the fund drive. That was for the post fund drive. So we have the fund drives that run the length of the 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then we have what, you know, kind of like a soft sell type of thing where we, you know, we ask for money kind of quietly, if you will. There's a difference between pledges, goals, achievements, and then fulfillment. So anybody have any questions on the fund drive projections?
I have a question. I beg your pardon, Madam Chair. Susan Young, I have a question.
Go ahead and thank you for that reminder, Susan. Try to say your name as you speak each time. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, this may not be the right place to ask it, Maria, but the listener support that you show for the FY24 budget is $2,885,91, and which is less than what you budgeted in FY23 and less than what I understand the actual was. So what I'm wondering
No, you please go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
So I'm wondering why the reduction over what you've been able to achieve.
Sure. Well, if you look at the projections at the top, it's column G, rows 2 and 3. We have 3 less days of fund drive in fiscal year 24. That makes a difference. I mean, I count the actual days that were in fund drive for each. Yeah. So
that
makes
my question.
Difference.
Perfect. Thank you.
That was an easy one then. Thank you. So
Madam Chair, I apologize. This is Susan Young again. May I just have a quick follow-up question?
Go ahead.
Why 2 days fewer fund drive?
Because it's the way the calendar falls. I mean, literally, the way the calendar falls. And then this year also, we're trying, sometimes the fund drives straddle months, which is easy enough, but sometimes they straddle years, fiscal years. But this year we're going to try and push it, all the way through because of the November presidential election. We figure we're a news radio station. That's where we should be focusing our efforts is on the election, not on the fund drive. So anyway, it all falls the way the calendar does. So then if you want to go move over to the fiscal year 24 budget.
I have one question. I'm sorry, Paul here. I have one quick question. Sorry, it took me a second to jump in there. Is there any, from income from listeners, is there any division between like KPFA, KPFB, KPFC, the other repeater stations, and because they cover such a large area? Do you make any distinction in the money that comes in from those listener groups around those transmitters?
Right. No, we don't. You'd have to ask our engineering department what the listenership is. KPFB, for those of you who don't know Berkeley, Berkeley has a lot of peaks and valleys, and there are areas in Berkeley where the KPFA transmitter, which is up above what's called the Caldecott Tunnel, Grizzly Peak, that goes out to the greater Bay Area. But so there are areas in actual Berkeley that can't receive that signal. So we have KPFB, which sits above the actual building. But it's a completely repeater. It's the exact same content. So there's no reason to find out what the difference is. Now, with that said, we have a repeater or a booster on the east side of South Diablo, I actually live in Contra Costa County, which is where Mount Diablo is. And it's on the east side, which takes on the east side of Contra Costa County. And we have a repeater down in Pebble Beach. It's it's got a really fancy address of Pebble Beach, but that then goes down to the Monterey, Carmel, Pebble Beach area. But there again, there's
Santa Cruz.
Boosters. Santa Cruz, yep. And we are thinking about looking into that because we pay for a rent, for a tower rent. So we're going to see if it's worth it, right? So if it we certainly want to get the word out there, but not if it costs us more than we're getting. But
very
anyway,
impressive.
So that's a shame.
I was visiting somebody in Mendocino driving up the road, and I heard the station the whole way up through those mountains. It was pretty impressive, I have to say.
Wow.
Technically.
That's pretty good because, I'm on the southwest end of Mount Diablo, and I tend to lose the station. But that's why we keep pushing people to go to the internet to listen to us, you know? So it's the future. So, anyway.
This is Kim.
Sure. Go ahead, Kim.
Did we finish that topic?
We are on finishing up.
I know. Paul and Maria finished what they were saying, right? Okay.
I think so.
Okay. Maria, do you have sustainers? And where do they go in the revenue? What category do they go to?
So all stations who have sustainers, there is a list that I'm happy to pass on to all you guys. Do you guys have a echo, or is it just me?
I'll put myself on mute while you're answering. It might be me.
Okay. Yeah, I just hear myself. Which, I listen to myself all the time, but maybe not now. That works. Thank you, Kim. Listener support is incorporated by multiple revenue streams. Sustainers go into the listener support. Appeal letters go into listener support. Listener support has multiple things. All stations should be putting their sustainer revenue into listener support. So I hope that answers your question.
No, it does. And I was going to ask about the appeal letters, and that answered it as well. All stations should be, but you and Markeisha are doing kind of the old school budgeting, and not all stations do that anymore. I mean, I'm regretful of it, especially at K.
Oh.
So what we've done at K, just, I put a separate line item there so we have a general idea of what that revenue is. Yeah, it's not ideal. But
Piggyback on what you just said, we actually do keep track of our appeal letters. That is also on station admin. For those of you who don't know, Allegiance was just, that's like giving a 16-year-old a Porsche to drive. I'm sure it was very good for those who really, really want to delve into some real development analysis and stuff. But just to give you an idea, I wanted a report. I had to call them at Allegiance, and there are 5 different reports that will give me just zip codes, like if I want to know this zip code area. It's way too sophisticated, way too sophisticated. So we opted to have what we call station admin. We love it. It's simple. It's just, it meets our needs, period. And we do keep track of all of our appeals, whether it's we color code them. So we just have like the red envelopes, the green envelopes, the gold envelopes. And we color code them so we know how much went out there. And there's no comparison as pledges to achieve because when somebody gets an appeal letter, they either send it or they don't. The only thing we can look at is how many we sent out, how much it cost us, and how much we got back on that. And so far,
well,
so
great.
Good. Knock on wood, we make money.
Yeah.
Yes. Believe
yeah,
me,
no,
I'm a, yeah, I will tell them.
You are the one station that is still doing that and, you know, getting responses.
Yes.
And
yes.
Memphis, I know Memphis did track them also, because I saw that back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's
yes.
Great. Now my questions are answered. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kim.
Korean. This is Darlene.
Yeah, go ahead.
If people while on the fund drive analysis tab scroll all the way to the bottom, there is the appeal letters and their what was estimated and what actually came in is down there. The estimate was 100,000, and it looks like we came in at just about 100,000 on the three appeal letters during the course of the year. I just thought where to find the appeal figures.
Well, you have to have access to station. Yeah, you have to have access to station admin, but yes, I mean it's there for anybody to see. So.
All right. Okay.
I will say, and again, this was, I apologize, this was 5 months ago that I created this this budget, and since then I probably have done 300 different spreadsheets, so it kind of, you know, boggles my mind when I try to think back what I did 5 months ago, let alone 5 days ago. But Kim, I briefly looked at your questions. You did say that I overstated what I call major donors and minor donors. Major donors being anything over $1,000, minor being everything under $1,000. I do not remember why I tried to look back at my formula, and I don't know. I know that there was a reason for it, but I don't exactly remember. I'm sorry.
Maria, maybe I can clarify. I didn't say you overstated it. Your budget was $600,000, and your budget for FY23 was $600,000. But what the national office is showing is that FY23 was only $400,000. So, you know, $200,000 above that is, you know, we kind of don't generally do that.
I understand that.
Rosy thinking.
Well, and believe me, I don't do any rosy thinking, but I could just say that in row 27, budget to last year's budget to actual to this year's budget, I'm right now at $48,000 over what the actual is. So that's all I could say. Car donations. Wait a minute. Let me just look at something. We have more miscellaneous income than we expected. We have, and by the way, what we're doing, why we got that is, I think it was like $20,000 worth. We actually are selling some old equipment that we no longer need at the radio station, but other people want it. So, hey, you know, Facebook Marketplace, here we come. We do not have community events going right now. With the exception of the 75th anniversary, we are going to have stuff going on with the 75th. So we're hoping that people are going to come through with that.
Not budgeting for any revenue from community events this year?
Well, not in the traditional sense that we used to have community events. I don't know if you guys, how many of you all know or remember Bob Baldock. He used to handle our community events. Can somebody maybe mute their phone because I keep hearing myself and it's distracting. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think she did. I don't hear myself anymore. So Bob Baldock, he used to handle our community events, you know, book tours and such. Sadly, he passed away about a year and a half ago. And before that, we had COVID. So, you know, it just really screwed with everything. So I do not, there is no measure for me to know what we're going to be making for the 75th. You know, so I don't have anything in there for either one. Also, when I did this budget, we kind of weren't really ramped up yet on the 75th about everything that was going on. And I'm sure you all can understand, we don't sell widgets. We sell KPFA, we sell Pacifica, you know, and it's kind of hard to know what people, how they're going to respond to any of that. So I just opt to not, because it really would be a guess, just a plain old guess as to what our income would be. So I'd rather not guess at all. And just if it comes, when it comes in, it's, you know, it's a good thing, right? So, but yeah, and the knowns that I can control are our expenses. So I don't know if you know, how many of you all know me, but I, you know, people are under penalty of death if they ask me for a pen or a pencil that isn't, you know, the ink hasn't run out on it. So, you know, we keep a very tight budget on the expenses. And everybody asks me for everything, you know, from anything that costs $20 to $2,000. You know, we're doing things like economy of scale. There's a program called Adobe that they use for, what do you call it, editing. And so everybody had their own, and there were like five or six different Adobe licenses out there. And I'm like, you know, what the heck? So we consolidated everything, and yeah, it's costing us $169 a month. But, you know, before it was like $20 here, $30 there. So everything is lumped in together. Tomorrow we're having a meeting. I don't know how many of the stations subscribe to NFCB. And to tell you the truth, I was ready to give up NFCB because I didn't know what they have to offer. But for those of you out there, they have to offer things like there's another program that the program that software that the programmers use called Hindenburg, and it's an editing software. With NFCB, it costs us close to $4,000 a year, but we get five free licenses for the Hindenburg editing. So my point being is that don't just sit on your hands. Nobody should just sit on their hands. They need to find a better, stronger, cheaper way to do the things that they have, so, or that they need. And I tell my people all the time that, you know, that you need for tools, buy it, because if it makes it easier, then more power to you.
Can I have a question?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Paul, folks. Wanted to give a heads up. We are at 23 minutes out of our 45 minutes now. Who is it that just asked for the floor?
Paul, my question is, is there any specific breakout in the budget for things like, is KPFA planning to be in Chicago for the Democratic Convention this summer? How would you pay for that? Where would that be in the budget?
Well, I just found out about it, like literally last week, that Mitch Jesurich, which I'm sure you're all aware of, he asked to go. We haven't in previous years, but I guess this year it's a little bit more precarious. I'm sure you all know that. So we are planning on sending him, but we're going to send them with peanut butter sandwiches and bottles of water. So.
Okay. It's a good idea. You should be there. I mean, anytime there's a convention in Chicago, Pacifica has got to be there. We were definitely there in 96. And 68. And 68.
Oh, and Mitch was there. Let's see, when it was, I forget, the second Obama election.
Yeah.
I
worked with him. Yes. I met him there. I was there too. I was there too. And we met and we worked together.
He was my hero.
I worked with him.
He's my hero. I will tell you, this is my own personal belief. We often have shared our programming with other stations, but we foot the bill. So, I'm just saying, just speaking out of school. So I know nobody can afford it right now. Unfortunately, we had a very frivolous, stupid lawsuit of which we just settled. And, as frivolous as it was, I really would have loved to have gone to court and fought it tooth and nail to the bitter end. But that was going to cost us more in legal fees than it would have, if we had won. So that's where you see in line 77, 78 that has, occurred. And we did, we're done with it. We've paid all that. I just paid the last $100 for the legal fees. So anyway.
And the settlement?
And the settlement. It's all over. All over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So it was the settlement the other attorney, all of that. I don't know how much I could say of it, but $75,000 covered it for the settlement.
Yeah, and that's all you can say, Maria.
that's all I can say. So,
right.
Yeah.
I'd like to be on the stack when we get there.
Our Paul for stack?
Okay. I hear Kim. I hear our Paul next. Go ahead.
Let our Paul go, because I talk more than our Paul.
Yes, you have. Okay, thank you. Our Paul, go ahead.
Okay. One, you mentioned that instead of allegiance, you have something
station
else.
Station admin, we call it.
Admin.
Station.
Okay, that's
admin.
That's
administration.
That's the name of the software?
Yeah, well, we created it.
Oh, you made it. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some questions. pardon me. I have both the preliminary one. But is the executive director on yet? Guess not. Okay. I wanted to remark about the fact that we have so many different versions of what a budget template is these days, but she's not here.
Madam Chair, may I just answer her poll?
Is that Preston? Susan? Go ahead.
Yes, Susan. Thank you. Yes, I texted Stephanie, and she said that she thought communicated to you that she has a conflict this evening and will not be joining us.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Now, the question.
Let me answer your question. This is just a condensed version of the budget that was given to me back in 2010, 2011 by National Office. The tabs, there are like 20 tabs that belong to this budget. But of course, number one, it's got payroll information and so on and so forth. So I don't offer those. And this is just the condensed version of the National Office budget template. So if anybody else is using something else, I don't know what they're using.
Well, I was just – that was more because the executive director has said we're changing to where we're going to do it, and I wanted to point something out. But she's not here, so I won't. What I'll do is is ask a question or two. Online, I am looking, by the way, at both the preliminary, which is a more regular looking spreadsheet to me, which we got. I think that's the original thing that was sent in months and months ago. And I'm looking at the current thing, which is all very colorful. And in any event, we have in there lines 10 and 11, major donors, $50,000 every single month. And I'm wondering about that. Is that like, do you have like sustainers who put in a grand or more per month, or how does that work? How many people are there who are coughing up enough dough to do $50,000 for 12 months in a row?
So major donors, you're looking at apparently, yes, the older version I sent you. I still have 600,000 in there, which I mentioned earlier. It may be a little more than, again, I don't remember what happened 5 months ago. I truly do not. But what that is anybody, that is a combination of anybody who gives a thousand, it's major and minor. So over 1,000, under 1,000. We have been lucky enough and unlucky for those who give us money to have received a few bequests over time. So that is what that all is. It's not all sustainers. Sustainers go into listener support. I use the term solicited and unsolicited. Solicited donations go into listener support. You ask for money through a letter, through a fund drive, through telemarketing, which we've never, well, we've done once, so that was a fiasco. Never do that again. But solicited donations are listener support. Unsolicited donations are because people give us money because they love us. They leave it to us in their wills. They give us, you know, anything. And that's not even donor advised. Donor advised money also goes into listener support. This is above and beyond anything that comes in that we have not solicited.
Okay. All right. So it isn't quite the way we had been calculating it. Of it's only people who give 1,000 or more. So it's both major donors and everybody else, which sounds an awful lot just listener support.
No. Unsolicited. So we did not ask. When we get money in, if a check for $500 comes in, our development people look, if our Paul Martin gives a $500 check, they go into your account and they say, oh, our Paul pledged $500. Here's his payment. Now that becomes listener support. If our Paul Martin has paid all of his pledges and gives extra money, that is an unsolicited donation in our eyes. So that goes into minor donors, donations under $1,000. Very big distinction, solicited and unsolicited. Is that clear to people?
It's clear what you're doing, but it's a different story. I have a couple more questions, if I may. On line 43.
Our Paul. Do we have anyone else on the staff after our Paul at this point?
Kim was on, but okay. I'm happy to let our Paul go because, I've gone a lot.
Maria, I gave this time warning before, but I'm going to put it to you this time, which is we are at 30 minutes out of 45. So use that to help you move ahead as you wish to move ahead. We're going to go back. Paul is on the stack with questions.
I have some very short questions. The end of year surplus is $10,892?
$92.93.
Okay, that can be like an afternoon or two's difference. Line 72-3 somewhere in there, insurance. What insurance is that in particular? Is that health or something else? Or?
No, no, it's not health insurance. Hold on a quick second. Give me a moment. You know, when you look at these things all the time, I have my general ledger up. Insurance. We were paying, we live in California. It's earthquake country. So LA and ourselves, we have to pay earthquake insurance. Pacifica was paying for all other liability insurance. But hey, what do you know? We don't have insurance right now, so we couldn't extend our earthquake insurance. So there's another $15,000 back to the bottom line.
Okay. Finally, how many FTEs does KPFA have?
Oh, geez. You would have to ask me that. I probably should have had that. We have about 25 total regular paid employees that are mostly union workers. And off the top of my head, I can't tell you how many FTEs. I'm sorry. If you give me some time, I can, you know, I can email that to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Madam Chair, from out of the
say something.
I hear you, Cabell. You're on the stack. Go ahead, Maria.
We run on a very, very skeleton crew. And, you know, I'm proud of our people for what they do for as little as they, number one, get paid, and number two, what is being asked of them. And my belief is that KPFA is successful because we have good programming. We have programming that our listeners want to hear. If we were made to or asked to cut personnel, that would hinder our revenue greatly, which in turn would hinder Pacifica's revenue as well. But it's just, that's what I just want to say. Sorry, go ahead. You could call the next person.
Is that it, Art Paul, for you? Can we move on? Are you still on?
Yes, thank you.
Roll? Thank you, Art Paul. Kim, I'm going to allow Kamal to go ahead of you as well. Kamal, go ahead.
Thank you. Maria, you mentioned really briefly there that you were referencing your general ledger. What exactly do you use for your general ledger?
We use the same as Pacifica, as required by Pacifica, which is Great Plains, or some of us call us Great Pains, but that's where everything flows through there. We are pretty strict with our accounting. I will say that when I first came onto KPFA in 2009, we did not input all of our invoices into the system. Proper accounting means that you input every single invoice that you receive in the mail, by email, whatever, so you can run an aging and see how much money you owe. Within about 3 months of my being on, I was like, oh, hell no. Every invoice gets input, not to mention we are on an accrual basis, which means that regardless of whether you pay the invoice or not, you account for the invoice and you account for it in the proper month. If you don't pay, I'll just say that sometimes there are entities that will not input their invoices until they're going to pay them. That's called a cash basis. And if you don't pay your telephone bill for 3 months in a row and all of a sudden you pay your telephone bill 3 months in total, that screws up your budgeting. It screws up your P&L. It's everything. So when you look at our P&L, we might not have necessarily have paid for those expenses at the time, but we are accounting for those expenses at the time. Does that
okay.
make sense? I
great
know you're a finance
yep.
person. Yeah, great place.
Thank you. Yep.
Long answer for a short question.
No
All
problem.
Right. Thank you. We are now going to circle back around. Tim, it's time for you to have a chance again.
Okay. Your LSB elections are kind of higher than the actuals. What is the status of the property taxes? There's nothing in your budget for that. On the national office, their actuals, there's a charge for free speech radio news for $470. I think that seems like a mistake.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry. Yes, I meant to reclassify that. Okay.
Yeah. So why is there anticipated increase in credit card fees with anticipated lower listener support?
You know, again, I just kind of, I'm sorry, can you mute yourself? Thank you. I always overestimate. I mean, you can see my budget from last year to the actual of this year. So, I just overestimate. Again, we don't sell widgets. We the first time I got asked to do a budget, I literally was in tears because I'm like, how the hell am I going to do this? And so I just anticipate more money than we, you know, look at my direct mail expense. I did 16,000. I budgeted 20 last year, came in 16, and I'm budgeting 25. I'd rather over budget and underspend. So that's the long and short of it. You were talking about the elections. To tell you the truth, I'm in the dark about it. Nobody ever talks to me about elections, what we have to pay, when it's going to happen. I don't know. I just put $20,000 in because I needed to put something in, but I don't know what the expense is. I will say, when I first started with KPFA, well, out of 15 years, maybe 5 years into it, we used to get invoices that said, this is how much your NES costs. This is how much your LES. Well, we would pay that local election supervisor on our own. And then we'd have to contribute to the next national election supervisor. The last time we were asked to pay into the elections, I requested and I requested and I insisted and I begged for invoices. I never got any invoices. We were just told, pay this much. And as you might be able to tell, I don't like to do that kind of stuff. I want to see what it is that we're paying for. I never got any invoices. And I'm talking way before Stephanie. So therefore, I don't know. I just put 20,000. You guys tell me. You're on the board. You tell me how much it's going to cost. I have no clue.
Okay, fine. And how about the property taxes? And one other thing, the national insurance has been reinstated. Is that correct, Susan?
Well,
all right, that's what I think I heard.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah.
I heard as of March 1st. Hopefully, March 1st. That's 2 days away, so let's cross our fingers. And
okay.
Because, by the way, for insurance, for all of our 75th anniversary events that we have planned, we have to have insurance. You can't just go into a church, whatever auditorium, and have an event without having your own insurance. If we don't get insurance, we don't have events. And so right now, as I'm sure you all know, with all your different stations, we don't even let people into the building unless there is absolute requirement that they be there and they sign a waiver. But anyway, so we must get insurance. I've been trying to get our own insurance with for just KPFA, and it's like jumping through hoops that are 50 feet up. It's crazy. Anyway, property taxes. You know, you've heard the expression that nothing happens quickly in the government. You know, the wheels are very, very slow. The last email that I got from the assessor's office said, oh, whatever other department, I can't remember right off the top of my head, will contact you and tell you how much the refund is going to be. I'm like, wait a minute, refund? So apparently, knock on wood, fingers crossed, we are going to get a refund on taxes that we have paid in the past. So I still don't have either a bill or anything. I could just tell you we spent over $100,000 in trying to get this all figured out when it wasn't really our fault that this all happened. Pacifica changed their name 3 times. We applied for our whatever you call it. I can't even think of it right now. But anyway, we applied for the exemption. Thank you. We applied for the exemption, and we didn't get it because we didn't have all of our T's crossed, I's dotted, and KPFA paid over $100,000 for attorneys to fix the whole name situation. And when I say name situation, they had to get all the proper paperwork to California, and we did, you know, the 501c3, everything. KPFA footed that bill, which I will say I put towards intercompany because that was not our expense. But long story short, Kim, I don't have a good answer for you other than to here, and I can send you the email. The lady said, you will find out how much your refund is. So I'm really excited. I don't care if it's $10. I'm excited to find out what that refund is.
Okay. All I know is KPFK had none of those problems. That's all I know. Well, I knew a few other things, but basically KPFK had none of those problems. So, let's not get into it, Maria. Let's not really.
Okay. Well, let me just say, my name had to be signed on a document that said, under penalty of perjury, what you wrote down here is the truth. What I wrote down was the truth. One of the questions is, did you change your name? I said, yes. That's it. One little check mark. Yes.
Okay, Maria, please.
Messed everything up.
No, nobody else knows about this history.
Madam Chair, or end of the day. Listen, I want everybody to stop yelling at each other and me. I'm saying we are getting within minutes of the end of this agenda item, and we have to pass or not pass this budget. And I just don't want to get into this station did this and this station did that. So do we have, where are we in the questions that people feel they need to ask before they can approve or not approve the agenda, the budget that we've been looking at? Some of you have been looking at it for months. Some of us, not quite that long. Where are the questions that will bring us, wrap this up for us?
Come out of the chat. I have one question.
And then again.
Paul with a request for information? That's a point
of
information.
Hold on. Okay. First comes our pause, request for information, then Mal, then Kim, and we are going to be either, we're going to have to make a motion to extend. So, Paul, go ahead.
Yes, my question is anyone about to make a motion to approve this budget? Which I think would focus things.
As soon as I feel like I could tell people to stop talking, and I don't feel that way yet, I want people to have a chance to ask their questions.
Oh no, with a motion, we could still discuss everything about it. If the motion is to pass it, you can discuss the whole thing. I'm just wondering if maybe a motion would be there to help.
This is my
not yet. Not yet, Carpal.
Okay. Every anybody who is, if you are not Kamau, please mute. Kamau.
Myla,
yes.
Understood, Myla. Kamau, go ahead.
Yeah, just one additional question on the Maria, you made a statement that you felt that you'd rather overestimate expenses than come in kind of like exceeding the budget expense lines. So then would you say, yeah, absolutely, it's a conservative approach. So would you say then, based on the historicals, that this is probably an understated bottom line?
Yeah, I mean, you know, poop happens, right? We didn't expect to get sued, and we didn't expect $104,000 in legal fees. So sometimes it happens, but yes, I do believe. Again, we have been successful in paying all of our bills, paying all of our payroll. Everything. We're good. We're good.
I guess I'm trying to elicit or suggest that possibly your net would be better than what this budget is showing.
Yeah, no? I would say okay. So. But I mean, what's the term? Under promise, over deliver.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Perfect.
Yep.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. That leaves Myla next on the stack.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Myla. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Myla,
did I lose you
guys?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Myla, you went away. If you're not on the phone right now, I'm going to put Kim up, and you let us know when you're back. Kim, go ahead.
First of all, I just want to say I never got this new draft. Whatever it was that came right before the meeting, I haven't seen it. Not that it matters, number one. Number two, you've already created a deficit by Mitch going to DNC. Just saying, technically that things happened and that's one of them. And I'm uncomfortable still about that, the major donor relative to, the actuals. I wouldn't let that pass for any other station, and in fact, I didn't let that didn't fly at the previous budget that we approved. So that doesn't work for me, and that's my comment. Thanks.
I'd like to answer.
Myla still seems to be muted.
Understood, Kim. I'll call on people. Maria wants to answer. Go ahead, Maria.
Yeah, I understand your concerns. Believe me, again, we don't sell widgets, so we have no track record. We could have 50% of our donors literally die. I mean, as sad as it is, I have a saying that I have is we have a dying audience. Unfortunately, that is a reality. So I can't tell you how many listeners we're going to have today versus what we're going to have next month, whether what we're going to have in 6 months from now. I can tell you what our expenses are. And I can tell you that I've been pretty conservative when it comes to administrative expenses. We came at $260,000, and I budgeted $295,000. So let's see. Let me finish. Programming expenses, $198. We came in at versus $214. I budgeted actual $290,000. I budgeted $312.5 for development expenses. So I understand your concern about revenue. I could only be as accurate as I can be on our expenses, and I have over budgeted on our expenses. So that should offset some of your concerns about revenue.
I'd like to say something, and I don't know how appropriate it is, and you could tell me after the meeting, anybody, whether I'm inappropriate or not. But Maria, I think you should mention that as of this fiscal year, we have now a dedicated major donor position, and who is working strictly on the cultivation of major donors, the over $1,000 a year donors. So I offer that as well about where that money's going to come from. That's Italina. And I am Charlie. Asking if... Okay, I hear you, Myra. Myla. Thank you. Myla.
Thank you. I have a question and a quick follow-up. And the question is, are you saying that based on budgeting for Mitch Jezrich to go to Chicago, that would render the budget a deficit budget, or would it be made up for in other ways?
That was a question.
I'm sorry. Are we being asked to approve of a deficit budget or not?
Right now, you're being asked to approve a budget that I created 5 months ago. That is what my understanding of this budget was. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be combative of this.
Well, not at all. I just wanted clarity. I'm not trying to be combative.
I'm sorry. But let me just to answer your question. I literally found out about Mitch wanting the request to have him go to the DNC and the RNC last week, not five months ago. Last week.
I guess the question is, do we take that into consideration in order to approve or reject this budget? It's not clear to me. Let me just put in there, if I might, that I am so inspired by the fact that Mitch will be going to Chicago that I want to personally contribute to him going. I think that it may turn out that any shortfall that might come out of, you know, paying for it could well be compensated for by making an appeal to people to pay for it, because I'm sure there are plenty of people who would value so highly value Mitch in Chicago that they would be willing to throw in a few extra bucks. I would.
Thank you. Yes. That is another thing, you know, where we've had some of the hearings and such that have gone on, and we have Mitch and Brian Edwards-Tiekert do so much of the coverage on that. At the same time, I don't listen to our radio 24/7 because I have other things to do. But we've had people literally donate along with that. So, that's a great thing, right? I just did a really quick calculation, so please don't anybody hold me absolutely to this. But I have about, on average, estimated an additional $20,000 in expenses that I just was saying earlier that I have been very conservative of. So a budget is not a cash flow. A budget is not an income statement. A budget is a plan. and plans change.
So if I might, I would like to move to approve this budget. This is Myla.
Thank you.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair, could I suggest?
What I'm going to say, our poll,
yeah,
is we need to have a little confab here about our time on our agenda. And second, we still had someone on the stack. So our poll, especially if you're going to help me with procedure, go right ahead.
Well, then in that case, I will move to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes and then something else.
Are there any objections to the motion to extend 10 minutes on this one issue?
I object. This is Myla. I do object. I think we really need to keep moving.
Be on the passing or not passing, Myla. Can we do that tonight, or do we, I don't know, need to come back in another meeting to take a vote?
I hope not.
I certainly hope not as well.
Madam Chair. This is a motion to extend, and it's not debatable.
Aha. Okay.
So we should do that and then see what happens.
Thank you so much, Arpal. Coach me as you will. So, folks, can we go 10 minutes to try to get this done, finished? Move it on. Any objections? Okay. This has a 10-minute extension. Myla, do you have a motion you want to make? Myla, would you
like
to repeat
your motion?
Pardon?
She made the motion. She already made the motion.
And then she didn't want to add time. So now that we have time, Myla, is your motion still operable?
Yes.
I hope we haven't missed her. Okay. Arpal says that a motion so made is still operable. Arpal.
Madam Chair?
Is this a simple voice vote or what?
Oh, God. I came to the stack.
Excuse me? Madam Chair, I need to get the wording of the motion, and it may need to be a little bit tweaked. There's a way to do this, but, you know, I like to hear the wording.
Okay. All right. Well, we haven't gotten Myla back on the off of mute. So, Kim, I heard your comment, and I'm assuming it's procedural. Go ahead.
No, it's not. I'm speaking to the motion.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, one, now, relative to Darlene telling us you hired a major donor consultant, now I'm seeing in your consultant line item there's nothing there for such a person. So
I did not
because we
say
don't do we don't.
Kim. I did not say consultant, Kim.
Well, is she on payroll?
Can I interject just because I have the information? Italina is an employee. Italina is in our development department. Italina does a lot of things, anything from her title is donor relations. So if and when somebody has an issue, a problem, a question, she also handles the escalated portions of those. Just to let you know, Italina does not do data entry or anything. She is on the higher level, so she wears a few different hats. And this is just a matter of information, as in board speak. We have an organization, and this is something that you all should look at. We have an organization called Self Help for the Elderly. At 62 years old, I'm sorry to say that I'm considered an elderly person.
Maria,
Let me finish. Please, can I finish?
Maria, I'm going to ask you to forego that thing that everybody across the country should know about, and a letter from you would be great, but we have a motion on the floor.
Go ahead.
Do we have Myla back to state the language of the motion? Is Myla back? All right. Would someone else like to take ownership of that motion and give us the language?
This is Christina. I will. I make a motion to approve the KPFA budget.
All right.
Could I suggest that at the end of that, and we just put and make it, we recommend, we don't approve, the PNB approves. We recommend the KPFA draft FY24 budget to the PNB. And that's the thing we do. We recommend it to the PNB.
No, we don't.
Say what you want.
May I be recognized whenever?
You can, but
I'm sorry, go ahead. We had an enormous argument over KPFK and WBAI where the language was not to approve it because they were deficit budgets, but just to accept it. So had I not insisted on just accepting it because it was a deficit budget, the language would have been approved. So we do approve. Now, I just want to say I can't approve this as is because of the major donor line item and because we haven't discussed central services. So I would like to make a substitute motion to postpone this decision to the next meeting where we can speak with the ED on how she feels about this. So that's my substitute.
I would like to speak to Central Services, and I think it's vitally important that I say something.
Maria?
No, Darlene, can I just say something, please, on Central Services? And the question was posed to me by a former NFC member. This is a budget that, and this is across the board for all stations and national office and PRA. We account for revenue on a cash basis, meaning when we receive the cash, we account for it. We recognize expenses on an accrual basis, meaning that is part of our expenses. If you want to look at something that has to do with what we actually paid, that's called a cash flow, not a budget. A budget is what you expect to be paid. And I have a lot of opinions on the whole central services thing, but that's a whole other ball of wax. But this is a budget based on an accrual basis for expenses, what you expect to possibly pay. So I just want everybody to understand that. And anybody who is has a finance mind, please, you know, debate that with me if that's the case. But I'm very adamant about that. The central services should be in everybody's budget, period.
Christina for the staff.
Okay, folks, we're running out of the 10 minutes. Go ahead, Christina.
And I'm back. This is Myla. Can you hear me? I kept trying to unmute. So I called back in, and now you can hear me.
Good, but now you can mute.
I'm afraid to mute. I'll just be very quiet.
Okay, so I would just like to say that this is the budget that was presented to our board at KPFK that we passed as our board based on what our business manager was told to base it on. And she was never told to base it on any other formula for central services. So whatever the argument is about central services, this is the formula that we use to base our, that we pass this budget on. And I would recommend we pass it. We can change things later. They're looking at reviewing budgets on a 3-month basis or something. That's fine. But this is the exact budget that we passed at our local station board, and I think should pass it. That would be my recommendation. Thank you.
Paul.
All right.
Paul with a question.
I was expecting you, Paul. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. We have a motion on the floor that is now from Christina Huggins that I believe says to approve the KPFA draft FY24 budget. And I think it may need to be changed a little bit. But then we have Kim saying to postpone this to the next meeting when we can talk to the executive director. This is ambiguous. Do we just postpone the motion, or do you want to postpone this agenda item?
You can't have two motions for at the same time.
Yes, you can, because I made a substitute motion. Christina.
Okay.
So it supersedes, if mine gets a vote, then we postpone it to the next meeting to discuss with the ED.
Okay. I'm not objecting either way.
Yeah.
This
KPFA, approving the KPFA budget. Yes, I'm postponing the decision to approve the KPFA budget until we can talk to the ED about central services, one big issue. And, I think there's more at stake about the central services than we can answer tonight. So.
Okay, so it would be your motion is to postpone, again, just the motion or the item?
Postpone approving the budget for
the next
meeting. So isn't that what you mean? Isn't that the item?
Okay. How about postpone consideration of the KPFA draft budget?
Fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Lyndon for the staff.
So we have, I'm trying to figure out how to say this, Paul. So we have a substitute motion on the floor first. And
Lyndon
motion,
has to be on the staff.
Yes, I will, Lyndon. I said yes.
Okay.
But I'm trying to clarify it, mostly to myself, perhaps, that we are postponing consideration of the KPFA budget, giving it an approval or not. That's my parenthetical statement. It's not words in the motion until next week. So
we're voting on whether or not to do that.
Next meeting, Darlene.
Yes,
Next meeting. The motion I have is to postpone consideration of the KPFA draft FY24 budget to the next meeting when we can talk to the executive director. So that would mean this item would go to the next meeting.
And we'll vote on the substitute motion now. Kamau has asked to speak. Go ahead, Kamau.
No substitute.
Lyndon.
Yeah, Lyndon now.
I beg your pardon. Did I miss? I'm sorry if I misidentified you. Thank you. Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Well, I think it's not appropriate. In fact, I think it's not the right thing to do to postpone voting on this. We've been going around, beating around this for about, 4 weeks now or so. And what happens with the central services formula or the particulars around any one station paying the central services is not going to change the basics of this budget. Everything else is all nailed down pretty much. Somebody might want to say, but you're going to send a guy to Chicago for, 3 or 4 days and that's going to blow your budget. No, we're already 5 months into the year, people. And we just need to go ahead and approve this budget, send it to the PNB,
and get on to the next week's business. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Lyndon. I will state that as far as I've been mapping out our future work, we will be spending time on central services in the meetings in April. So just to let you know what I think I'm thinking of. Is there anyone else?
I'd like to call the question. This is Myla.
You can't call the question in a committee, but Darlene can ask the committee, is everyone ready to vote?
Thank you. You got the direction my sentence was going in. Thank you. All right. So this is Kim's substitute motion to postpone this question of the KPFA budget until next week. Is there anyone? I'm going to ask
next
it this
meeting.
Way, and I hope I'm
next
not,
meeting.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Next meeting. And I hope I'm saying this correctly. Is there anyone else opposed? Well, no. Anyone else who wants this motion?
I think you need to take a vote, Darlene.
Kim. But we can
I object.
See
if that's what you're asking, I object.
And I object as well.
So you need to take a vote, like Kim said.
Okay, Susan and Myla, you're objecting to
yes. Lyndon objects.
Lyndon,
right.
Myla,
Arpal.
Okay.
I'm bringing you up. All right. And,
yes.
Arpal, can you state what a yes and a no is?
Okay. The motion on the floor, it's not a substitute, it's a motion to postpone. The motion on the floor is to postpone consideration of the KPFA draft FY24 budget to the next meeting when we can talk to the executive director. A yes means you want that to be what happens, and no means you do not want to postpone. Please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo. Paul DiRienzo? I'll come back. Lyndon Polis.
Sorry about that. Sorry. I'm ready. Sorry. Want me
okay,
to
vote.
Vote now?
Yes or no, or abstain.
All right. No, let's do it. Let's vote on this tonight. We shouldn't let bad budgets hang.
Okay,
hang
Lyndon
this.
Foley.
Thanks.
No. No to postpone.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Christina Huggins.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. I'll pass. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Myla Reason.
No.
Minerva Sanders. Minerva Sanders. I'll come back. Susan Young.
No.
Going back to me, I will abstain. Minerva Sanders. Second call, Minerva Sanders. Okay, no reply. 2-4, 6 against, 1 abstention.
All right, that motion does not pass. Oh, what was the earlier? Who had placed the earlier motion?
Hold on. Now we're
can
on the,
we
the main motion.
On
hold on a second. My ear blood buds fell out. Okay. Are we going to a vote on the motion per se?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. It says to approve the KPFA draft FY24 budget. Could I just suggest we add at the end and send it to the PNB? That's what we do with these things.
Yeah,
I would welcome that.
And send to PNB. Okay. Okay.
And I would ask you to go to a roll call vote on that as well, Arpal.
Okay. All right. So the motion is to approve the KPFA draft FY24 budget and send it to the PNB. Please answer up when you hear your name. Paul DiRienzo.
Pass.
Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Kamau Harris.
No.
Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin. I'll pass. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Myla Reason.
Yes.
Minerva Sanders. Welcome back. Susan Young.
Yes.
Going back. Paul DiRienzo.
Abstain.
Okay. R. Paul Martin. I'll abstain. Minerva Sanders.
Yes,
Sanders,
I'm
last.
Sorry.
Oh,
did you?
What's
I'm
your
sorry,
vote?
I couldn't. Yes, it's yes.
Yes. Okay. Minerva Sanders is yes. 6-4. Thank two you. Against. Two abstentions.
The motion passes.
R. Paul, can you say that slower?
Okay. 6-4. Two against. Two abstentions.
Okay. Thank you. So that's okay. So this will go up to the PNB with our approval to pass. All right. I do not, by the way, how I would put this. Kim, I would definitely entertain for the next agenda if you want to ask the ED to come for follow-up questions. Just saying. We are at a period of time when we have to say, I believe, whether we can go past 10:15 because we only have 8 minutes and we've only done 4 items on the agenda. Otherwise, we have to look at the agenda and agree to move everything forward.
And I
would really say that number 6, nominations for permanent chair and secretary, should happen. You're operating, this committee is operating under pro tem at the moment. So I heard someone try to speak.
Yeah, it was Maria. Hello? Hello? And now that you guys are all done with all of this, am I allowed to go now?
Maria, I am so sorry. Yes. You are.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody knows I'm an open book. I'm an open email. But I just want to remind everybody that if you are going to be looking at central services, you need to look at everybody's central services, not just KPFA's.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Amen.
Okay.
Darlene, if I may be recognized, that's why I wanted to postpone, because I want to look at everybody's when we get the national office budget. That is one of the reasons.
This is off.
But budgets are a different position than these last two. So if we haven't stopped the others, I would say let's not stop these. But
what do they say? The horse has left the barn. Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Maria. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for being here.
Question, Madam Chair. Is the chair making a motion to take an order up out of to take an item up out of order on the agenda, to wit, nominations?
Well, I'm sorry to say, R. Paul, we have to first. We had extended 10 minutes, which would have made our ending time for this meeting 10:29 Eastern Time, and I believe that leaves us with only another 21 minutes on the meeting. I would ask people to consider moving the item 6 up, but then we need to decide what we can do with all the rest of them, and that would just be postponing, I believe, or Paul, that's the correct word.
Yeah, I would suggest maybe the chair wants to make a motion to take up an agenda item out of order with the nominations.
Thank you. You're getting very good at this coaching. I appreciate it, Arpal. Yes, the chair would like to ask the committee, I make a motion to take the nominations for the chair and secretary elections next on the agenda. Do we have any opposition to that? 5 seconds. And we do not. I appreciate that. We will move six up to the very next item, which is chair and secretary.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead. Whoever's trying to talk. Is that Susan?
This is Susan. This is Susan Young. And I would like, I'd like to nominate Darlene Pagano to be permanent chair of the committee.
I would accept. Are there other nominations or self-nominations for that position? Okay, you got your 5 seconds. And
Madam Chair, this is Susan Young. I move that the nominations be closed.
For chair?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is there anyone else who wants to be in on that that might object to Susan's proposal? And we are not hearing any.
And right. Madam Chair, again, this is Susan, and I have a question to Arpal. Through the chair, I have been advised that if in a committee there are only single nominations, that it is possible to move election by acclamation. Arpal, is that correct?
You have hit upon a hot topic in a certain LSB. In my opinion, yes, this has been done. This has been getting done on the NFC for years and years. It's been done on, I know, the WBAI LSB for years and years, and other places for years and years. At this time, however, there are people on the WBAI LSB who say this is frightfully illegal. So all I can tell you is that it's been done a lot. Some people don't like it. You know, that's all
so
I can tell you.
On,
I would say go ahead.
This is Christina, Madam Chair. This is Christina. Could I talk for a minute, Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead.
I ran for office myriad times at my national union and my local union for different offices, and it's an accepted practice under Robert's Rules of Order to be accepted as an acclamation if there's nobody against you. Nobody's running against you. It's kind of absurd to think anything else anyway, but it is accepted by Robert's Rules of Order that you can vote by acclamation. You just accept it because there's nobody running against you.
This is
so, Madam Chair, I make a motion to elect you. This is Susan Young. I make a motion to elect you as a chair by acclamation.
This is Kim for the show.
All right, hold
we
on.
We have to cheer. Yay. Yay.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're telling me not to speak. Okay.
Okay.
We has that been voted on?
No.
Is there any opposition?
No. This is Kim. I'd like to speak.
Are you speaking in favor or in opposition?
Neither. I'm making
okay.
a comment as to procedure. As to procedure. There are some people who would say, well, you have to make room for write-ins, but basically everybody is on the meeting and there's no objection. So I think if anybody wanted to write in some other person but didn't want to do so in public, that person has not spoken up. So I am fine with saying that Darlene is chair by acclamation.
Thank you, Kim.
Hi.
Let me just put this out.
This is Paul speaking. Since we're all jumping in here, I just wanted to throw my two cents.
I've been in a couple of boards before, too, as well as Pacifica boards. And if something is obvious, then you do it. The idea of putting all these things into that are not necessary, you know, what are we, stuffing ballot boxes with Rudy Giuliani looking at us with binoculars? Come on, this is pretty common sense.
Sweetie, this is Pacifica. Paul, come on, get real.
Okay.
But yeah, we're all in agreement. Let's move on. I nominate our Paul for secretary.
Wait. We need to actually have a vote on record, even if it's just
no. We
no.
don't.
No, we don't. There's been no objection. Absolutely zero objection.
If there's no objection, you don't need to vote.
Well,
right.
No.
Thank
that
you.
Was, yeah,
thank
I mean.
You.
So the motion is passed without objection. Okay.
Okay. Now we go on to the position of secretary.
I nominate our Paul.
I accept.
Very good, our Paul. What other names or self-nominations do we have for the position of secretary?
I make the motion to elect R. Paul by acclamation to be secretary of the committee.
All right. Hearing no objections, having R. Paul accept the nomination, we will proceed with electing R. Paul by acclamation. R. Paul, did I say all the right words?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. That went just a little bit faster than I thought. We have to have a decision about what to do with the other items on the agenda. We are at 10:16 East Coast time. One of the options is to extend. But otherwise, we need to decide quickly on the bulk of all the smaller agenda items that we didn't get to tonight.
Madam Chair, this is Susan Young.
Yes, Susan Young.
I move that we postpone consideration of the agenda items that are after time to the next meeting of the NFC.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. Kim is on the stack.
I have a question. A request for information from R. Paul. Is the next date for the meeting set, R. Paul?
Yeah.
And we can postpone all this stuff until the next meeting.
Yes. Let me go grab it here. The next meeting. Oh, God. They want me to log in. The next meeting is March 12th.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's posted. Okay.
Yes.
So we can
post it through the end of March.
Stuff. Okay, great. So we can decide. I don't know. I know you don't need to second, but I support Susan's motion to postpone everything else until the next meeting. I have one more question I would like to ask, and that is, Kamau, is there any progress on the PFW budget?
Okay, yes, absolutely. The executive director and I met on a Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern time. We spent roughly 2 hours or so talking through what the initial draft that was prepared, I guess, by both she and Markeisha, or maybe just Markeisha, I'm not sure. We came away with a lot more questions for management than answers. So the next step is to try and get some answers from management as to exactly what are in some of the numbers. As soon as we get that, I think we'll have a budget timeline. CBD.
Okay, come on.
Okay, so we can't count on it for next meeting, correct? We can't count on it for next meeting, but it might happen.
I'm going to propose it a different way, Kim, if I could.
I can't. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the minute you know that you all have a budget to present, will you let me know for the formation of our next agenda?
Well, actually, it has to go to the LSC.
Recognized by the chair, point of order.
Yeah. This is Kim, if I may interject, that it has to go to the LSC.
Well, I was waiting for an answer from Kamal before we moved on.
Absolutely. I'll keep in open line of communication with you with regards to the timing on the budget, for sure.
I appreciate that. Kim, go ahead.
No, that was just it. So, Kamal, maybe you can agendize it for your next LSB meeting, which is in the middle of March, and we can get it the second meeting in March for us.
I'll have it part of committee first, and then we'll which meets that Monday before our LSB,
okay.
And then I'm sure we'll be able to vet it, and then it'll get to the LSB that Wednesday. I think it's the 14th or something. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Second Wednesday in March. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
13th.
Thank
you, Madam
Chair. Appreciate that planning. Okay. This is Susan Young. Motion to adjourn.
Okay, Paul, help me out. Did we agree on record that we're moving all the other agenda items forward?
Yes. Well, let me look. It looks like, to postpone consideration.
No, exactly.
Oh, we actually need to, you should ask, the thing is to postpone consideration of the rest of the agenda items to the next meeting. You should ask if there's objection.
Right.
Okay. Is there any? Well, we had two things going at once. Is there any objection to going ahead and moving everything to the next meeting? Okay. 4 seconds. Then hearing no objection to moving these remaining agenda items forward, we have reached our agreed upon end time. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I made the motion to adjourn.
I know you did. I was just going to ask you to do it again. Any
objections? Susan Young, I make
a
motion to adjourn.
Yes. And I believe I have to say, is there any objection to a motion to adjourn? Hearing no objection, this meeting is adjourned at 10:22 Eastern Time. I appreciate you all getting me through this meeting and doing your utmost. Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.